Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our next interview, connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And twice is always nice. You can check out our podcast page at PodcastArena.com. And of course, all of you wonderful listeners out there, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app. We responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, it is, as promised, time to go around the horn. We are so delighted to have back live and in person our very own Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. How are you, Andy?
I am good. A lot of baseball news to go around, about a fourth through the season, so good stuff is happening.
Well, we've got a lot to get into, and let's head north and go to Arlington and talk about the Rangers. They're having some issues with anger.
Yeah, well, Jose Bautista, that's public enemy number one when it comes to the Rangers. He hits the massive three-run homer last year. He does one of the craziest bat flips we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you in that moment, Bautista? That was his defining moment as a player. Why wouldn't he be excited? Why wouldn't he want to do something like that? And really, the Rangers, if you have a big problem with it, Elvis Andrus made three errors in that inning. Pitched the ball. You were up 2-0 in the series. You didn't win the game. Boo-hoo. A bat flip didn't beat you. The Rangers, this whole Odor, Bautista, hitting Bautista in the ribs, punching him in the face. I find it to be childish by the Texas Rangers.
I was going to say, what is your assessment? I mean, when you just evaluate this team, I mean, that is pretty immature.
It is immature, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about these mythical baseball gods that control the game. And, you know, the Rangers act like fools out on the field, and then they get swept by Oakland promptly after it. So it's kind of funny how it all works out. Odor is going to get himself an 8-game suspension, which, you know, in Texas, people are deeming him as some kind of hero because he stood up to Bautista. But 8 games could be a lot. 8 games for especially an impact player like Odor, take his anger out of the equation here, take his play out of the equation. He's a very good young player for that team. You lose the season, you know, you lose the division by 2 games, you lose it by 1 game. It's 8 games you didn't have one of your top players in the lineup because he had to even the score with some old school baseball mentality. To first, they hit Bautista in the ribs. Bautista does the hard slide at second. His hard slide wasn't the worst slide I've ever seen, and then he gets punched in the face. It was just a little excessive by Texas.
Jose Bautista, I mean, when you look at this type of fight, I mean, how violent it was. I mean, some say this is good for baseball.
Yeah, I think it's fun just to get it sparked up. You know, people like to talk about it. People like to debate about it. Like, I'm debating about it right now. It's good that we have something to get a little heated over. We have a little rivalry. We have some bad blood. I think that's kind of good for the game. I wouldn't want my team doing that, so I enjoy watching it from afar, you know. But if this is your particular team, the team you're rooting for.
A vicarious thrill.
Yeah, so it's fun. I mean, I like to talk about this stuff. Yeah, I really wouldn't want that happening to my squad. I wouldn't want my guy getting punched in the face. And, you know, if someone's going to bat flip, if someone's going to showboat on the field, we still have that old school baseball mentality to where you do it at your own risk. And Bryce Harper talks about his whole campaign about making baseball fun again. And there's a lot of guys who are buying into it. There's a lot of these new age players who want to have fun, who want to do the bat flips, who want to show emotion. But it's still baseball to where if you go a little too far with it, you do have a fastball coming for your ribs, it seems like, more times than not.
How much does this change the perception of the Texas Rangers? You know, will the fans lose respect?
I don't think that the Rangers are a team that the nation really likes to begin with. I think they're a veteran team, but you got some guys on there like a Prince Fielder. I don't know if people necessarily like nationally, or a guy like Rougned Odor. Regardless, the team's very talented. There are some players to root for. It seems like Beltre is commonly a guy rooted for. So I don't know if it's really going to change their perception. I don't think they're the team that a lot of people were wanting to pick in the preseason. I don't feel like analysts like them. I think their fans love them. I mean, these guys, they do play with a lot of heart. A lot of them do play the game the right way. I just think that one bat flip, if one bat flip bothers you that much, There's a disconnect somewhere in the clubhouse. That's not what a World Series championship team does, in my opinion.
Okay, so Jose Bautista, he's going to be out. You said 8-game suspension. How will this impact the Rangers?
Well, it will probably impact them negatively, having him out of second base. He's going to appeal to suspension, so we'll see what happens with that. He's just such a dynamic player. He's young, he's wiry, he has some power. And when they lost Jerks and Profar, you kind of wondered what would happen to the second base position. It seemed like Rougned Odor just kind of slid in and fixed everything immediately. So, you know, it's impactful. It's not like losing Prince Fielder, but it's probably the next worst thing on that team.
Andy Pondillo back with us in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He provides each and every week our MLB news and notes. Andy, connect with our audience across the nation where they can check out your podcast.
The podcast is Astro Chat on ESPN975.com.
Okay, typically we're talking about the Houston Astros. I promise all the Astro fans we will get into that. But since we are dialing in on the Rangers right now, where do you see them at this point of the season?
They're good, not great. I think that the Rangers typically have the same issues, though their pitching has been a lot better than I think anybody could have expected. They hit a bit of a wall facing Oakland. The offense is solid all the way through. Nomar Mazara has been a lightning rod for this team coming up through the minor leagues. I mean, it's the same issue, though. I don't trust a bullpen. I don't trust the back end of their starting rotation. And the pitching, it's good enough to just kind of be good. Is it good enough to win a division? Is it deep enough? I don't think it gets through 6 months. But if they do make smart moves in the middle of the year, if Yu Darvish is able to come back from his surgery and be Yu Darvish of old, then it'll definitely give this team a lift. This team will stay competitive throughout the year. I think they're a mid-80s win team, and that's a good season. Is it enough to win the division? Is it enough to win a wild card? It really just is going to depend on the American League.
Okay, let's shift gears. Let's talk about Bryce Harper. He's starting to get the Barry Bonds treatment. What's going on? He's drawing a ton of walks.
Yep, they just don't want to pitch to him, and that's the Nationals. They're good. They're a very good team this year. They've been riding first place for much of the year. They don't have that true guy backing him up right now, protecting him in the order. And, you know, there's worse things. It's nice to have a guy getting on base every single inning, it feels like, because it's nobody wants to pitch to him. But I think that started to take Harper a little bit out of his game. He's not seeing a lot of pitches to hit anymore. That gets you a little over-anxious. That gets you start trying to do too much when you only have two at-bats a game. And that's just going to be to the Nationals to figure out a way how to fix that, to be able to deepen the order. And Barry Bonds talked about it. He sees Barry Bonds treatment happening. He tells Bryce Harper to go steal some bases, and then he'll stop doing that to you. That's kind of true. At the end of the day, it's still protection in the lineup that's what's going to change that.
Andy Pondillo back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So as we talk about the Nationals, Bryce Harper, in the long run, I mean, are they doing a good job of protecting Harper?
Well, they have Ryan Zimmerman. That's obviously a big name from the years past, but he just hasn't been productive. It's been a couple years now since we've seen the Ryan Zimmerman of old. He comes back, he starts hitting, the 25 home run clip, gets 80 RBI this year, then that would be enough. They don't have to have a dynamic order with a bunch of boppers in this lineup to be successful. They do have a good, well-versed order over there, especially if they get Anthony Rendon ever going. Unfortunately for the Nationals, a lot of this offense has been centered around Bryce Harper, but they've still been able to win games. That's credit to them that they've been able to find different ways to do it under Dusty Baker. They're in first, but it's going to be a tough division over there in the NL East.
You know, it's interesting. We shine the spotlight on Bryce Harper. Give us an update on Barry Bonds. How are they doing now?
Well, he should be doing good. He's a batting coach with the Marlins,
right,
so
right.
They have a winning record. They're doing better than they were last year. They're not doing exceptional. A lot of people picked them to be the team last year to kind of break out. They didn't do it. Very disappointing season. This year, again, much more respectable. I think the hitters like working with them, and really, who wouldn't like working with Barry Bonds?
The conversation continues with Andy Pondillo, our MLB news and notes. We're going to get into the NL East race after this timeout.